Good morning, it's Saturday morning in Cork, Ireland. This is the 10:30 news from Help Portrait Cork. The telephones have been switched over from the overalls to me, Paul O'Mahony. We have successfully managed to transfer the calls so that if anybody rings in today to book themselves for a portrait tomorrow, I will be able to take the call. The news on the portrait front is that we have one and only one available slot now at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning for somebody to arrive, and after that we'll be putting people onto a reserve list and offering to phone them back later on if somebody cancels, because otherwise we are completely and utterly full up. This is incredible thanks to the media, the local Cork community of journalists. All of the papers have been absolutely superb, and I think there'll be even more publicity coming out over the weekend. But so that's the success. The complete opposite end of the thing is that we have one problem outstanding, and it is what to put the photographs into after they have been printed off tomorrow. Our original plan was to mount them for people. That proved to be impossible. Basically, it ended up we were faced with having to find €500 in order to fund the proper mounting of the photographs. So we didn't have €500 in any kitty. I suppose you could say we could have started fundraising ages ago, but we have no money in the kitty like that. So instead of that, we're now looking for a cheapy solution in comparison, in which we can put the photographs into a sleeve to give people to take away with them, and they can then themselves choose if they want to mount them later on. So that's an ongoing problem which Roger Overall and I are trying to solve during the day. What else is there's an interesting backstory to that whole mounting issue. I have to own up and confess that it's all my fault that I didn't arrange the mounts weeks ago, because when I got in touch with Marcus Framing in Cork, who were the great company that gave us the mounts last year at cost price, it was way too late, and they were snowed under with business, and they had absolutely no capacity to cut us more mounts. So they tried really hard to help us by offering us a number of mounts which they had left over from other jobs, but they were so small in number, and we were so unsure about the exact size that we needed at the time, that I put out a call on Twitter wondering if anybody could help us. That led us actually to three other ways of getting mounts. One of them was a company called Art and Frame in the Model Farm Road in Cork, and I spoke there to a guy called Don, who was very helpful and would have cut us the mounts, but he wouldn't have been able to give us the other bits that we needed for the mounts. And anyway, we never got around to talking about how much that would have cost us. That also led a very nice man called John Finn in Cork via Twitter, Carrickman, to make about three suggestions about where else we could go to. We took up one called a company called Be Framed in Douglas, a chap called Owen there, who was extraordinarily helpful, and we got very close to going ahead with that, but we couldn't actually afford it in the end. They would have been able to provide us with everything we needed, but we just had to cut and run from the idea of doing mounts. Other places that came into the frame was a company called The Frame Maker down in Carrigaline. I don't think guy actually got in touch with them. But I particularly want to say thank you, by the way, to Claire Rosehill at Marcus Framing, because that was a very big schmuzzle yesterday during the day. That took up hours of my time and certainly of my mental energy dealing with that. We have a steady stream of people volunteering to do makeup. That has been just terrific, and we now have got makeup, we've got photography. We had to solve a tricky technical issue to do with printing, because we had two printers and one of them would only, both of them were super duper, had able to print on the right kind of paper, but one of them was only able to print very small. So we went for the 8x6 print, which is a really great size for people to have and which will, when mounted, look terrific. But it means that we have only one printer. So we've had to deal with the issue about what do we do when we have people coming away from the photographic studios, having had the photographs taken. The photographer passes the card over to the post-production. So what we have come up with now is the idea that there'll be three post-production stations where people can see themselves, see their photographs that have been taken of them. And these will be linked by some technical geniuses onto one printer. So we're only going to use one printer tomorrow. And hopefully we will have enough printing paper to keep the show on the road all day. We almost certainly have one or two lower quality printer backups available to us in the room in case we run into difficulty. But what we don't want to do is to produce photographs which will fade, or the surface of the photograph will easily get damaged, because these are photographs that we want people to be able to have for the next 100 years in their family. We still have issues about electricity. I still am a bit unsure about whether we're going to have enough electrical points in the room, but that's something I will deal with later on. Otherwise, during the day, I need to get things like masking tape to make sure that we're able to tie things together in order to give it to people to take away. We've had great news on the volunteer front. There are a number of additional people were in touch yesterday late in the day to say that they would like to volunteer to help. DVDs, yes, that's outstanding. I better tie up with Roger Overall about that. I have a load of DVDs here in the house which we can use, and that won't cost us any money. The big cost is actually going to be buying teas and coffees for people tomorrow in the Clarion to keep them going during the day. So if you really would like to contribute to paying for teas and coffees for the people coming to have their portraits taken, it would be absolutely wonderful. I must make special thanks to Super Value for giving us some vouchers for stuff which we'll be able to use during the day. And that was a terrific help from them. So that's all I can think to say of today on Saturday morning. Just to remind everybody, by the way, that we're going tomorrow on Sunday, but today, right now, there are people who are in the middle of doing their self-portrait in New Zealand, all over the time zones in Australia, already up to speed in Germany and other places in Europe. And I'm pretty sure that London is probably kicking off any minute now. I've been trying to do a little bit of following what's going on via Twitter, but I'm sure everybody is so incredibly busy in the world today. We in Cork, look at our Facebook page, Help Portrait Cork, for the latest news and information and just interesting traffic. Okay, and like us if you do like us. Okay, thanks very much. It's Paul O'Mahony saying this is almost the 11 o'clock news from Help Portrait Cork. Bye-bye.